you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Well, I looked into the national months that we are celebrating.
It is April.
No, a little early.
Beginning of April.
These must be the important ones.
No, it's the one, the first one up. It's National Alcohol Awareness Month.
Okay.
That's the one at the top of the list.
You just go alphabetically.
No,
I just see which ones.
But that's a positive alcohol thing, right? That's not negative.
No, it's just be aware of alcohol. Okay. I hardly need to bring that up.
Sure.
Here.
Like you.
Yeah, I'm aware.
I'm aware. It takes me 5 days to go through a handle of Tito's.
I thought you were down to four.
That's awareness. You were down to four.
It turns out I miscalculated. Right. It actually is 5 days.
Yeah, you got the weekend.
Well, you're not
up.
Trying some of those days, apparently.
You'll try this weekend.
How tough is that to calculate? You got to count to five. One.
Yeah,
two.
But over a period of days, not just while you're sitting here.
Well, when you
it's not easy to count to five that slowly.
Yeah, because I'm marking on my calendar the days I'm quarantined. And at day 15, I was just finishing up my third handle of Tito's vodka. So, therefore, 5 days.
Did you open up a new one yet? Like today, we'll open a new one?
Like
when you open the actual bottle tonight?
On day 18, so.
Oh, you're still in the middle one.
Right. There's 2 days left on the fourth bottle.
Right. Be aware of how much
it's
vodka
coming
you
up on the weekend. You might finish that up tomorrow.
And you're doing rum tonight, Nick?
I think so. I don't know. When you guys keep talking about vodka, I keep thinking about vodka soda. I might just put some lime in there.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I'm doing tonight.
Yeah, the weekend doesn't really seem to make a difference to me, Craig.
Oh, really?
I don't really get that hammered on the weekend.
You get drunk all week.
Except if I got a gallon of margaritas. Oh, I forgot to calculate that in because I skipped a day of vodka and drank margaritas.
Right.
That'll throw the whole thing off. That does bring it back down to four.
That does.
That's definitely down to four.
Or four and a third.
Four and a third, probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
And is that an even split on that? You get a half gallon and she does a half gallon? Or are you taking a little more than your fair share?
Yeah, that's a good question.
How about the guy?
I don't know if it's a good question.
I'm just wondering.
Just let that go.
I think we had about the same amount of drinks.
Yeah, I was going to say.
If I recall, because I was playing bartender that night.
But how about the guy that's not working? I mean, he's either furloughed or just can't come into the office.
What time does he start drinking?
Yeah. And how much does he drink every day? I know some white-collar guys, that their jobs are going to be safe, but they're at home, and they're not really doing as much work at home because they just have a computer thing, maybe a couple phone calls. I know they're drinking more than most people.
You think so?
I have seen a couple of articles.
Because your alarm's not going off at 4 o'clock in the morning, so you got that going for you.
Yeah.
And you can drink whenever you want during the day and just go to bed and wake up and,
You're not driving anywhere?
No, if I was a white-collar guy sitting at home, even a blue-collar guy that's not working is sitting at home. He's drinking much more than we are.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of articles about nice morning alcoholic beverages that people can have while they're having their first meeting of the day.
Yeah.
With their coffee, throw some Baileys in the coffee or whatnot.
Yeah. Or they heard that peanut butter whiskey is good for coffee, too. I haven't tried
that. That's right. Yeah.
That's good coffee-based beers out there, too, that are good morning beers.
There you go.
Yeah.
That sounds
disgusting.
Have the consumption of Bloody Marys because that's a good breakfast drink.
Oh, it's a great breakfast drink. Screwdrivers are good.
Curious if that's gone up.
But once again, if you start drinking, if you start getting that buzz early, you got to keep it going. I mean, you can have one Bloody Mary. I can have one Bloody Mary and then not drink the rest of the day. But if I start drinking more early in the morning, I'm just going to the days I'm going to keep drinking.
Yeah. So that's what I did on Sunday. Cleaning the ride up here before like 11 on Sunday, I think.
Yeah. So I would wait,
Yeah, but you can get a nap and either start again.
I don't do that. Yeah. I don't do that anymore. I don't start again the same day. I'm not 25 anymore. Plus, I think that's real.
But since I got to wake up in the morning, I'm not getting drunk at night.
No, I know, but you're drinking.
Yeah.
And you're killing three full.
Right. I'm not drinking during the day either.
Well, that doesn't leave any time. You're not at night.
You're drinking
or during
every,
the
but
day.
You are drinking every night. You're just not getting drunk because you're used to getting your drink because you're not drunk because you drink every night.
About a 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. window.
Okay.
And that's about what six shots maybe.
Yeah, three cocktails.
Yeah, that's
probably
that's,
all doubles.
That's six shots. Yeah.
So people eat like that now, as far as the diet goes.
Oh sure.
Are you on the same kind of diet just for alcohol?
I don't notice that I'm eating anymore. than I have.
Going to keep your alcohol intake in between just a few hours
What
there.
Are you drinking tonight, Puss?
I don't know.
That's all we got.
Hard to decide.
That's all we got. What are we drinking
tonight?
Where are you at? What you drinking? That's all. We're going to play that clip. That's what we're doing. This is our Friday night. We're all going to go home, have a few cocktails, because our alarm's not going off tomorrow. We're not working. Craig, I know that you're not a big drinker, but you'll go home and you'll smoke a little bit of the wacky weed, right?
I don't know about anything about those left-handed cigarettes.
Okay, that's right. Okay.
Crazy left-handed cigarettes. When's the last time you heard that?
Well, right now, but before that, years.
Years.
You haven't heard that in a long time.
Oh, I got a buddy who employs that phrase on a pretty regular basis.
Do you have a cocktail once in a while now, or just don't know? Like, we have a cocktail today?
Drinking
cocktails in the house?
Really, no.
Because you're a cocktail guy.
There's a lot of alcohol at our house. Okay. I don't have any of it.
Well,
although there's not a lot of alcohol at our house. There is temporarily a lot of alcohol at our house. I don't have any of it.
Yeah, but you're still allowed to have it.
I am allowed, technically.
It is your house.
But if it's gone, it's on me.
All right.
Even if I didn't have any.
But
I still have to go get more.
As soon as I get done with the yoga class today, it'll be...
What time's that?
They're done at 5:45.
Oh, that's late.
And then
God damn.
But I get home from yoga at 5:46.
Because you're at the house.
Yeah.
Right.
I walk up the stairs and say, honey, I'm home.
Right.
Honey, I'm back from yoga class, and I will go straight to the edibles drawer tonight.
Nice.
Aw.
Somebody die?
Yeah.
Coronavirus?
I don't know. I haven't gotten that far down.
That's what's really happening now.
Is it John
Heart
Bryan?
Complications. A lot of people aren't going to realize who this person is, but we do. Bill Withers.
Oh, really?
Passed away.
How old was Bill?
81.
Old soul singer.
Great soul singer.
Lean on Me.
Lean on Me, my one of my favorite songs, man.
Ain't No Sunshine. Love that song.
Yep.
And then a song that I've heard a lot on commercials lately, Lovely Day.
Lovely Day. Lovely
Day. Oh, yeah. It is on it's like on a drug commercial or something.
Yeah. How old was he again, Craig?
I believe that he was 81.
And not corona?
Heart complications.
Okay.
The quote in this story here I'm looking at is from Questlove from The Roots.
Oh, I need some.
Says, Bill Withers is the closest thing black people have to a Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, I need
That's the kind of standing he has.
Yeah, he started his career late, too. He was like a construction worker or something like that and realized he could sing and recorded albums. I don't think he hit it big till his 30s. He didn't start doing professional stuff till his 30s.
Right? Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Use Me. Did we mention that?
That's one of my favorite. Yeah. Yeah. Songs anyway.
We don't have any of those in our system. Because
of course not.
We got plenty of I Prevail. Who want to hear that?
Well, it is a rock station.
I know, but I still should have access to other music.
I don't think anybody in the building would have Bill Withers.
Bill Withers overcame a childhood stutter.
Yeah.
So it can be overcome, huh?
Yeah. I don't know anybody that overcame it, but he did. Good for him.
So did Wayne Brady. We never brought it up with him.
No.
But Wayne
Boston
Brady.
Globe.
I know somebody didn't overcome it, by the way.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
I've worked on that.
That is not overcoming it, but good for Bill Withers.
Yeah, he joined the Navy at age 17, spent 9 years in the service.
That was it.
Yeah, installing turlets.
Yep. He didn't get into his thing until
then. Then he worked at an aircraft parts factory. Then he bought a guitar.
That's it. I saw a whole big documentary on him once. It's really good. Yeah.
He says he wants to, quote, contribute positively. That's exactly what he said.
That is not overcoming right there.
It's working on overcoming.
Yeah, it is.
No, there have been publicly lawyers who called me. Lawyers.
Guns and money.
Congratulations to Bill Withers.
Wow.
Too bad he's dead. You could ask him about overcoming.
Congratulations to Bill.
For overcoming it.
Oh.
No, not for dying.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Anybody have him, Craig?
Shut the F up.
One a solo hit.
Oh, you wanted to know who was?
Now give us the names.
I know the difference when he means it. He looks at me when he says it. He wasn't looking at me that time.
Yeah, Shut the F Up. Seems to be a solo hit for Bill Withers, and we'll get that scored here when we can.
Love Bill Withers.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love. He actually makes an appearance when Jagger redid Use Me. Bill Withers joins him on that song.
Oh, I thought they teamed up for that.
That's a cool version. Yeah, it was one of Jagger's solo albums.
Because I think that was a Rick Rubin production. Yeah. Jagger's version of "Use Me."
It's really good.
Was
too.
It?
It's really good. And I also
I didn't realize that
Bill Withers joins him on that too.
Gary says in his teen years he did not smoke left-handed cigarettes, but he was known to smoke the devil's lettuce.
Yeah,
that makes sense. I guess you would. Let's see. Ooh.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Here's Bill Withers.
Yeah, please.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
It seems to be an unplugged version, but still, it's a great song. Exactly. We love that song.
Yeah, I do.
That's a song.
It's an amazing song.
You seem to hear that one pop up a lot on the singing competition shows.
Yeah.
That's one that they must have in the catalog. Is we've already got this one paid for. You can do it.
Right.
How would that dude not know he had that in him until he was in his 30s?
I don't know. Like I said, the documentary is amazing, and I feel bad for musicians that try their whole life and don't get anywhere, because he actually did not do anything in music at all. He was in the service, and Craig mentioned that, what he did after the service. And then he just went down and recorded. Like earlier I was talking about, he just went down to some recording studio and just sang a song for his mom or something like that, or maybe a girlfriend. I don't remember the exact details. And so we said, hey, that's pretty good. And then he's huge.
And that was it.
Yeah.
This may be the most famous.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I love this song. How old was he again?
81.
No coronavirus.
Correct. Well, that's a... Yeah, there's no word on that. They said heart problems.
Okay. I'll leave it in the background there.
Yeah.
We need this.
So we mentioned that this is National Alcohol Awareness Month.
Lean on me 6 feet away, by the way.
Yeah.
Remember that in this day and age.
Just lean on that wall.
Lean on that wall, and I'll see you later.
Yeah. Analytics firm Nielsen CGA released part of its COVID-19 on-premise impact report, said that 15% of Americans, on average, are ordering alcohol.
Lean on me.
Oh, this is alcohol screaming.
Yeah.
This is Todd's Tito singing to him.
Yeah.
I'll help you carry on.
It's so true.
All of us.
I hear you.
Every line.
All of us, yeah.
My martini's singing to me right now. Yes.
Somebody to me.
Your left-handed cigarette is singing to you, Craig.
Swallow your pride.
That's a choir.
Yeah. All of our bottles are singing to us tonight.
Yeah.
This song, man.
So 15% of us are ordering alcohol with our takeout now.
I don't, but I have a ton at the house. That's why. Although I do want some. I don't think I have any tequila, so I got to.
Well, they're going to offer it up.
Yeah.
The first choice preference.
Gallon of margaritas.
That's Todd.
No, it's red wine. What people are ordering the most.
I was going to guess wine or beer.
Yeah.
Red wine. 60% of the orders of people who are getting alcohol. 60% of those getting red wine. That 60%, 55% of them are getting beer, 51% of them craft beer, and 50% white wine, pre-made cocktails and spirit mixers at 47%. So there's a lot of people.
I'll help you carry on.
Perfect, man.
Takeout sales are up 110%.
Yeah, that for Todd, it's 5:30 tonight.
5:45.
Probably earlier for me today.
But
call me brother when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean. In our case, it's vodka, rum, and weed.
And we're all doing the white guy in that order. Off rhythm clapping to this song. Because it's kind of syncopated. We all need somebody
to lean. Goodbye, Bill Withers. That sucks.
Yeah.
Right. That does. So,
Brandon has not had the left-handed cigarette, but some wacky cabbage. some wacky cabbage.
Not wacky tobacco.
Yeah, I just got a text from a buddy who said he hadn't heard left-handed cigarette since his dad. So thanks for bringing back the old sayings.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah, we haven't gotten any booze with takeout. You can order, my wife ordered groceries online, and you can get wine. Through that, I don't know about if you can get like bottles of booze. But...
Yeah, I don't know. Can you?
I don't know. The wine, I was surprised that you could get wine.
Yeah, I think so. I'm doing that today. I got to pick up groceries on the way home.
Do you have to produce some kind of ID?
Probably when they bring it out to deliver it to your car.
Yeah.
So takeout sales up 110%, but it's just not enough to offset the coronavirus.